Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
A lot of stereotypes, especially with Muslims, and some people like to be vocal about it. Some people like to stand up for themselves and say, hey, that's not okay.
Some name calling that people say, and some people keep quiet and use their expressions, facial expressions, but some people do say it.
Some nights heavy, some nights bright. We carry whole homes in our minds. Talk it out, let it breathe. Every voice has something to teach.
Between two worlds, we rise.
Kia ora whānau, welcome back to this amazing series of podcasts that's Between Two Worlds. They're bringing you a little bit of awareness about mental health. In the studio, I have three amazing young people here today. I'm excited to have this conversation, so we'll be talking about young people, school and mental well-being. So let's find out who are they. I have here Maryam. Maryam, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So what we will do, let's do a quick introduction of who we are and what you guys do. So I do this way. I ask people, if I ask you this question, if that's the mic for you and if you want to introduce yourself, how you want to do it.
Okay, hello. My name is Maryam. I am a year 12 student that goes to Palmy Gills. I was born in Algeria and came here very young, and ever since I've been living here, but sometimes I'd go back to Algeria, and yeah, right. That's me.
So you speak two languages at least?
Yes, I do.
Amazing.
English and Arabic.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Maryam, for joining us. This is exciting. And how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You, Hannah, right?
Yes.
So Hannah, tell us, that's the mic for you, how you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I was born here, and I'm from Pakistan.
Mm-hmm. So you also speak two languages.
Yeah.
Here we go, look at this, amazing. Thanks, Hannah, and we have here...
Gala. How are you?
I'm good, Gala. So tell me, how about you? How are you doing? And... which school do you go? Do you go to the same school?
Yeah, I go to Palmy Girls. I'm from Palestine, and I've lived here for a long time, and I haven't visited back because of the war, but...
Mm-hmm. All right. So you all three in the same school?
Yes.
Great. And so you're year 10, year 10, year 12?
Yes.
How did you guys become friends?
Well, should I start? Well, I came here to Palmy, and obviously I've been living here for quite a while now. And me and Gala are family friends. Mm. Her family was introduced to my family through our mums. I think back in 2018? I'm not sure.
Something around that.
Yeah. And we've just, we met each other, we got to know each other, our families, through the mums and obviously the dads. And ever since we've been friends. And Hannah, I got to know her last year.
Yeah.
Yes. Through Gala, actually. And, she joined our school this year, so... then we became friends through Gala. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So maybe we'll ask you, because you all three are in the school, kind of maybe I will start with the question of how was your journey in the school? Because I know, did you just started all the school from here, Maryam? If we go with you first. How was your journey from school studying here?
I don't know when I started school, either year zero or year one, but I went to primary school here in Palmy, and from there I went back to Algeria in 2018, and I spent a year there, so I didn't spend my whole school life here.
Right.
And then I came back here, finished primary school, started intermediate. then obviously went to girls high. But I'd say the journey was from the transition of coming back was a bit hard because I didn't know that I was gonna come back. But I feel like I'm grateful to be back and happy because I got to reconnect with the people that were here that I knew from before.
Right. Yeah. Wonderful. It's great. So, Hannah, how about you? You say you grew up here, right, in New Zealand?
Yeah, I grew up here.
So how was your journey in the school since
changing? It's been great. Well, in daycare, I could speak fluent Urdu and, I could just speak it. But ever since everyone started speaking English around me, I kind of lost it and I couldn't remember how to speak Urdu. So ever since, I kind of just have broken Urdu, but I can still understand it and speak it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
What about home? What language you guys speak?
We speak Urdu and both my parents can speak Punjabi.
Okay. See, so now in a home, I believe all of you, or just in home, do you speak your own languages?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
English and Arabic.
And Arabic. And then in school, you have to speak
English.
Things. So that's bring me to this, the podcast here we're doing, we call it Between the Two Worlds. So how would you, maybe start with you, Gala, how you would see your experience between going home, speaking in Arabic with your family and friends and relatives, then when you're outside home, which is basically with society and school, your English. How's that experience for you? Do you need to think twice in two different languages or how it works?
Well, at home, I feel like way more comfortable because like I'm around like people that I know and I've lived with for like my whole life. So that just kind of like, it just feels like home. And when I'm outside of school, when I'm not outside of school, like out of home, I feel like connected with other people, like my friends and family, like Miriam, and just people around that I know.
And in the home, how do you switch to, do you speak with other siblings in English or Arabic?
Well, both. I have one sister, so she's younger than me and she can understand English and Arabic, so I just talk with her in both languages.
Okay.
But mostly English, because I've just catched on to English because I've been speaking it at school and just everywhere. So English is like a language that I know like really well, but I also know Arabic really well. Mm-hmm. So I can speak that really fluently too.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's awesome. Maybe we'll come, Mariam, what do you think? And what about, do you speak also Arabic in home?
Yes.
And English outside?
Yeah.
How's that experience?
I would say a bit challenging because I try my best. Me personally, I try my best to speak Arabic at home, with especially with my siblings, as they've catched on to speaking English. As a older sister, I would like them to speak their mother tongue because it's who they are and, you know, very important. Learning English for me was, because I came here when I was very young, so I got my parents were speaking to me in Arabic at home, and when I came, obviously I went to school, they would speak in English, so I learnt it very well. And I'm obviously fluent in English, so I try to speak it at home as much as I can, but sometimes I do speak a little bit of English because it's just, I'm just used to it, obviously. I'm used to it outside of school, outside of home, sorry. Yeah.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. That's cool, team, how you're sharing this. I also have the same similarity. I can relate because in home, I speak my mother tongue. Outside home, I engage with English, but with the people in society. So want to check, you guys are now in school and the experience maybe that we come from as a refugee migrant background. So as a person, like, you are young, but you pretty much, some of you have grown up or some of you just joined later on a few years. How's that experience, let's say, how you see it, this, is there any kind of bullying or racism or misunderstanding, if you put it that way? Have you faced any such challenges during the school? Any things that you think there is a challenge just because of the way, could be the background who we are, or could be the place that we came from? Is there any challenges here? Anyone want to share?
I feel like there's a lot of stereotypes, especially right. with Muslims, and the judgment that we face. And some people like to be vocal about it. Some people like to stand up for themselves and say, hey, that's not okay, and stuff. And some people, I feel like, do shut it down. I would say the judgment that we receive is not talked about enough. But I feel like, on the other hand, we are very welcomed as a community, as both a migrant and refugee community, with the help of, obviously, organisations and the government. I feel like we are helped, but out in public, stereotypes that come in the way of communicating with other people and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Any, what about you two? Any experience? Any things?
There's like some name calling that people say, and some people keep quiet and use their expressions, facial expressions, but some people do say it to us.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, and Gala, do you have any challenge or anything to share?
I think it's just what they've said. Yeah. Just
they cover.
Yeah, they've covered it all.
So it's interesting. Yeah, I think yes, right. And about some stereotypes. Maybe Miriam, what is some stereotype? Let's say, because I like what you mentioned. Is a lot of them is not talked about.
Yes.
So what is some of those stereotypes you think they are common that, like you say, Muslim students get faced in the school? What are these?
I would say maybe people are, or stereotypes, they're like, we as Muslims, or we as refugees and migrants, we are just different in general. Like, what we think is completely different. Like, how we are in, for example, a school, like how we, our tradition and cultures, you know, it's just different. So we act different, or we find it hard to adjust to how, I don't know, others live. But I feel like it makes us unique, and it makes us different. But I would say it's just something different in a positive way that we should embrace.
Nice.
Yeah.
So in terms of support, so what do you think, there's any support available in the school from the teachers or from the students when you guys facing any challenges or stress?
I think there's definitely support there with counselors and teachers that are specialized in helping with well-being. But for me personally, I find it I wouldn't say very difficult, but it takes courage to go and speak about the issue and try to get them to understand where you're coming from. Yeah.
Right. Now that's awesome. I think this is great. So, and do you think, this is maybe the last question about this topic, it's do you think, like, in a school, is it a safe space to talk about mental health issues and things like that?
Yes, but obviously everyone goes through life, and everyone has their own difficulties and stuff. So it's very, I feel like it's hard to understand where others are coming from and why their situations cause their, like, actions, and obviously where they're coming from cause their actions, and, you know.
Great. So the maybe one of the last questions of the podcast is, what will be your message? So to anyone who is listening, watching this podcast. Mariam, you want to go ahead?
Yes. I feel like standing up for what's right, but also considering the other person's perspective and where they're coming from is really important too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Wonderful. Hannah, how about
you? My message is just... be yourself, and if something's bothering you, just talk to someone and stand up for yourself.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. My message is to just try to, like, overcome that challenge, and to, if someone's bothering you or making you feel sad, you should just talk to someone that you feel comfortable talking to, and just always stand up for yourself, because you're who you are, not you're not in someone else's body. So
amazing. Wow, that's a great message, as all of you. Thank you so much. It's just a great to talk to you all, to sharing your stories about the journey, about your backgrounds, about the schools, about the languages, about courage, that, and about your success. It's a great, you guys, what are you doing in the school, and also wishing you all the best in the journey and whatever you are doing after the school. So to that, we are coming to end of this podcast, but before we end, let me get this one. We have this tradition, we have our guest messages, which is basically, it's a question from our previous guest. If you watch our podcast in YouTube, you will know who was it, but you will also have a chance to write a question. Cool. So the message from the previous guest is for all of you. Anyone want to answer? What are you most proud of as a Kiwi?
Should I answer?
Yeah.
Okay. As a Kiwi with background, I feel like my background's unique, especially as a Algerian Arab who comes from a very unique background. I feel as though I'm very proud of where I come from, but also as a Kiwi living in New Zealand, there are a variety of different cultures that I also connect with.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have these conversations with you, three of you. Thank you again. May see you in the next opportunity, next time. Thank you. And Fano, hope you enjoyed, and for this beautiful conversation with these three young people who are amazing energy here. Thank you, and keep watch the next series and the next podcast. Ka kite.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.